The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. It's a streaming radio 24/7, and go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. It's been all updated. Mark just put it out there. It's exceptional. It's got 5 bullet points to all 10 paragraphs. Go out and give us your email and check that out. Also, I wrote another ebook that's brand new that was just released the other day. It's called Power Month 30 Day, and basically this is a program that if you're not familiar with power rack training, you've never done sandbag training, this is a great start to everything, and I'll tell you why. I use the squat and the bench press, and mainly you're going to do the conventional squat, conventional bench press, but you're going to learn how to do partial squats at the top. And you're going to learn how to do bench lockouts. Anybody that hasn't pursued that or has never done it before, this is a great way to get started and really build your body to the zenith it deserves. Also, too, I add a sandbag routine that I do in the middle of the week. Now, each one that you'll do on Monday, I have squats set up at the end. The sandbag routine you would do would be just a walk, bear hug, and just get very good at it. Wednesday, there's a variety of ones. And one of them is the main one I do when I want to really stone lift like crazy. So you'll learn how to do that. Friday is the bench, and you also walk at the very end with a sandbag because, as I've said on other shows, I wish I knew when I started out how vitally important it is to learn how to bear hug something, clean it off the ground, and walk for distance. I'm telling you right now, I do that with every young athlete here, even people that are not in bad shape. And you become a Superman or Superwoman off it. It's unreal. So that's out there. Get it. Download it. Go with that. Also, strength times power equals success and the winner's circle. Those are the two products out. Like I said, if you like what we talk about here, you're going to love both of those products. Straightforward, streamlined, and very inexpensive. And if you got any commitment in you and you want to do it, you'll take action and do it. So check those out. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Paolo Venduto on here today. I can't wait to get him in and hear him momentarily. Go out. We've done one show with this gentleman, and it was an introduction, and it was an incredible show. So check that out and look at everybody else out there, too. Also, too, I just want to say this quickly. I heard some stuff today on the radio because I very rarely listen to it, but I had to go out to the store and I didn't have anything that I wanted to play in it. So this bothers me more than anything. I think technology is a great thing, especially for what we're doing right now. I'm speaking to a gentleman thousands of miles away, all right? But now, here's what you hear now. Now they're going to have self-driving cars. So you're going to be in a car. Whether you're going to be able to have control of it, I have no idea. But they're talking in the next 5 years. And what we're going to get to, too, today, obviously, because we're very physical here, it bothers me that everyone is just giving away their physicality. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going to happen to the human being, because it just seems to me that where are we going? You know, are we going to use our body anymore, our mind, anything? It's very disturbing to a guy like me, who I feel most of the people that are on this show, and I'll say all of them, I think maybe in another life we're all laborers of some type, because for all of us to be doing what we're doing, there was something in our gene pool, in our DNA, when we came from the heavens, man, they sprinkled the dust on us to do this, because we've had this talk a lot lately. And I feel that I've gone through too many people training, which were very good for a while. And then they just was like, it was one excuse after another, or they got too mature for it or whatever. The guys like us and gals like us who stick with this for a lifetime, This is in your DNA. I totally believe it. So let me give you a little information on Powell here. Number one, CEO of Tengu Fitness AS, head coach and co-founder of the innovative system Art of Functional Movement, circular strength training instructor, kettlebell level 2 instructor. I hope I pronounce all this right. Nuda Filipino boxing, Caloradum. You can correct me.
Yeah, okay. That was a long time ago, but it's in my CV, so that's all right.
Well, and I'll tell you right now, you know, kickboxing, karate, the whole deal. So, Powell, I want to welcome you to the show. It's great to have you back for show number 2.
Nice.
We're going to talk about shoulders, among other things, say, but give out your website, anything I missed, and we'll get started, please.
Yes, if you want to get in touch with me, it's the Facebook is the way to go, really. It's both Tengu Fitness on Facebook and my personal profile, Pavel Vidutto, there too. Instagram, Tengu Fitness as well. YouTube, Pavel Vidutto. You're going to find me if you wish to. And then the website, www.tengu.no.
I'll tell you one thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. No, go for it.
I'll tell you something that's real impressive is when you put whoever does your graphics, maybe you do it. When you put out what you're doing, and it'll be something, it'll introduce your gym, your fitness, and it'll be like on fire. And I mean, if that doesn't catch you to go and look at what you're doing, it's very very easy on the eyes, but it makes you want to go after and look at it. You do nice work there, man. I meant to tell you the last time you're on. It's excellent.
It's you know, we all there to inspire, right? So if I'm, you know, I want to make it art as well. So.
Well, yeah, definitely. Shoulders. This is a big subject for everybody because sooner or later, I hate to say it, someone's going to get something with their shoulder. I've been fighting one, and it's almost back totally now. Let's just start off with this. Shoulders, where do you feel – well, let's just start this. What do you see where you are and with your clients coming in if they have any type of shoulder injury, aches, pains, whatever? Is there a common denominator with those you see, Powell?
The most important thing is that shoulders in general are the most fragile, you know, connection, because it's such a mobile joint, right?
Yep.
And the shoulders are made to move. They have to move so we can, you know, provide us with the daily things. The most people coming to my gym, going through the door, they are actually anteriorly rotated shoulders because they sit too much and they're actually, you know, working in the front of the computer or, you know, stressing too much as well. I mean, the shoulders are not ready to actually lift anything overhead. So what we have to do is kind of reset them to the normal position so they can actually drive their shoulders back and down. So the shoulder is in a joint, right? So the is back on a place. So they can actually provide me with any movement overhead. If not, the shoulders is going to be even more painful. Anything we do with the kettlebell, and if you cannot place your weight over the shoulder joint because the movement is not there, it's going to be, harmful for them, right? So the first is actually how they place the shoulders when they walk, not the lifting part of it, but just generally the posture issues. Because we sit too much, and then, you know, we curl the back and the shoulders just popping forward instead of actually being placed back and being supported by lats as well. The other thing is lats generally are really weak.
Okay.
Right. So the shoulders are kind of, you know, resting forward on the frontals instead of being kind of placed in the right place by a good and strong lats. And that's the main issue, really. And then we, of course, we're overloading the front delt in on the right side because we're using bloody mouse all the time.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Let me ask you this, though, and you're right, because I was going to say pulled forward, obviously, but do you feel now in the age where everyone's on a computer, usually, and we know anything you're doing with a work-related job in industry, you know, the computer is your life pretty much. Do you feel now more than ever with the advent of all that, and it's been we've been using them now at least 30 years. I noticed even because I had a job, I did IT work for years. You're always looking forward. You always feel like you're kind of hunched over. You know, a lot of times you'll get headaches because you're constantly focusing on a screen. Obviously, this is much more prevalent, I'm sure, now than anything I've ever seen. What about what is your feeling on that, Powell?
I mean, that's the normal issue. But if we control our posture, it's all good, right? But how many hours a day you actually focus enough to control it? So one or other time in during the day, your posture is just, you know, leaning forward. And what's going to happen? Your shoulder is going to drop forward and your neck is going to drop forward. And these two movements you're going to get bad headaches as well. So, the shoulders are placed, you know, too much forward in your body, and then your neck is kind of bent as well, so that you can focus on your work on the computer. And that's people coming to me with the bad headaches as well, and that's what we do. We're actually working on the posterior chain. That means the lats and back delts and all that, so that the structure is strong enough to actually, you know, to keep the normal posture during the day, not just collapse forward.
Well, you know what I feel too is this is what I've been harping on, and I know just from what you just said to me, there's so many people out there that don't realize the benefits of what we do, and there's no doubt about it, because I'm not saying you can't have problems if you're trained, but the majority of people are doing nothing as far as weight training or kettlebells. Or if you're doing anything with clubs, they're not learning how to do this to strengthen all those areas. So when you don't, and I'll bet you, I'd put money on it, the majority of people I've seen, let's just say that they could be any range, but let's just go 30s and 40s. If you look at them, most of them look like they're atrophied to me, musculature-wise. I know they got muscle. They're not like a 90-year-old, but they don't use it. And you know, you and I both know, when you don't use stuff, you lose it. Let me and I want you to comment on that, but I want to follow up with the posterior chain and the lats and all that. I know you said reset. So what I want you to do, if you would, is explain to our family out there what you do as far as resetting. And then what do you do? What do you use, whether it's weights or kettlebells or glute ham machines or whatever for spinal erectors? What is it you start getting into with these people? And obviously, I know everybody's got different needs, concerns, how athletic they are. So if you don't mind, could we start that up?
Yeah. I mean, to reset the shoulders, what I use, I don't use any weights. I use usually body weight position, which is the regular push-up position or the plank position, you know, so that they can feel that shoulders are pushing back and they're actually supported by lats.
Okay.
Already there, we see a lot of blockages and a lot of issues people have. People just don't have enough muscular, you know, feeling to pull the shoulders back and down. Okay, so the pitching cues would be like a squeeze your shoulder blades, but you know it varies from person to person. Sometimes I just pushing with my fingers back and you know holding it so long that you know you're starting to feel burn right places, and then I tend to say to them to focus on that burn. So this is the feeling you want to feel, right? So but you know it's difficult because you know I can tell you one thing. You know the 22 push-up challenge which was circulating the internet lately. I'm doing 22 days in 22 days, 22 push-ups. So that was it was a pretty funny thing to do. But I actually forced my people, some of my instructors, to do that.
Yep.
Just to show, you know, where our training actually, you know, that our training is actually making your shoulders better. Because, you know, I know my people can do push-ups, and they can do push-ups really well. And it was kind of funny to read the comments on some of the videos of my students as well. Well, yep. I would do that, but day two I had a really bad shoulder ache and I couldn't continue and blah blah blah, right?
Yep.
So now question is, what kind of push-up you actually doing so that you have a pain in your shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be right push-up as well. I mean, our push-ups are pretty different than the other push-up variations, but the it's one thing. It's supposed. It has to be in place, and it's your push-up. It's supposed to be with the shoulder braced. That means shoulder packed to lats. Okay. So the push-up.
Yep.
It's not exactly the delts exercise. It's a tricep, lats, and stomach exercise, right? And that's the main. That's the main thing that, you know, saves your shoulders. The other thing is, of course, the you know, the range of movements. So you have to, your shoulders has to be mobile. They're made to be mobile. So what what the bloody hell happens, right? So that we born to and with the mobile shoulders.
Yep.
Okay. So some place on the line, something happened that we actually lost the mobility in the shoulders, and then of course we want to, you know, lift shit overhead, and you know, that's that you have injuries.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing is, all right. So let's say you get immobile again, all right, mm-hmm. and now obviously. We've got to, what is going to be the next phase? All right, you've got them body weight working now.
Yep.
Are we going to get in any type of weight program, or are you going to keep them on body weight? How are you going to proceed after that, Powell?
That's a good question, actually. Because I think the shoulders are not made only to move in straight lines, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
What I really like to start after I get them into position to start working with the rotational elements. That means the clubs or bulgars,
yep.
Right? And that's, I think, I can proudly say that that's the rotational movement. It's something we're really good at in what we do in the art of functional movement and Tengu fitness in general. I put them usually on the light clubs and, you know, the gamma casts or all the arm casts,
yep.
Kind of movements. So they,
yep.
They open up the shoulders while they're working as well. So it's not just the stretching. It's actually getting the joints, you know, filled with all the important stuff. That's
yep.
The, you know, nutrients and all that. So they
yep.
Got to kind of warm up the shoulders as well. Let's say 2.5 kilos. Clubs to start with, and that's what I do with my clients: get them moving, get them rotating their shoulders, so that we see. Okay, you know, I had one client. She came to me and she said, "Oh God, my shoulder hurts." So and the doctor said it's frozen shoulders. Right now she's swinging like 10 kilos clubs.
Okay? That's awesome.
So where the hell are frozen shoulders now? No, they
yeah.
were immobile, and you know, she was so scared to do anything with it. And then we started slowly, and then we built her shoulders, and it's no complaining whatsoever. She's really good now.
That's awesome, because you hear that constantly with everybody. And oh, you know what? I know you said that, I think, in the beginning, but I don't want to forget this. You've got a YouTube channel, I take it, right?
Yeah.
So can they go out and find a lot of the stuff we're going to be talking about
it's
today?
All that. It's all
beautiful.
It's all
okay. Hey, before we go on, would you just tell them the name of the channel, pal?
Yeah. Before we go, I just give you all the.
Okay. It's not okay. Good. All right. Cool. All right. So now you got them using clubs. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to use me for an example.
Yeah.
Now you know what I like to dabble in. I like to do all the real hard rack training where I'm not using rebounding, so I'm putting more stress on everything. I'm coming out of the hole with a big range of weight on me all the time, or I'm training in the middle or at the top, and you know I'm lifting all types of various stones, blah, blah, blah. All right, I come to you and I say, look, my left shoulder is messed up. I can't get my arm behind me real well to grab a bar to do a back squat. But I want to continue, if we can do it, building the flexibility, and I still got to weight train because I'll say to you, I've got a meet to go in 6 months. What do we do with a guy that's an established strongman, weightlifter, whatever you want to peg it at, and how do we get somebody like me back as quick as we can without doing any more damage? So what would you do with somebody like me?
Do you think
you'd probably beat my ass? That's what you do.
Now, do you think we as athletes are much different than people coming through the door for the first time? Really?
Yep.
No, we not. I would still get you into plank position and then do the circular movements with the club to start with for open up the shoulders.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I would put you on a bar and then let you hang. Do the brachials just to, you know, to build some space in your joint. And then we would do some more circular movements.
Okay. No, that's so no, that,
it's
hey.
Not that different than no. regular people, really. Right?
No, I agree. And you know what the thing is, too? Shoulders, like I was, you know, the other night I was, this is what I was doing the other night. Now I've never done this before and I've always wanted to try it. I didn't use umpteen weight, but it was quick and the other movement was quick too. So what I did is, you know, I do a lot of front squat and obviously for carrying, stones because it translates, but anybody that's been listening to me for the last probably 5 months, I've been doing a dead stop squat where I don't use my arms. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's called a tri-quad push-off. So what I'm doing is I can go at any height in the rack. I do it off the long rods that are pinned in there. And what I do is I get under the bar. I'm not using any arms to hold it, so I got the Olympic bar right against the back of the rack to use that to somewhat drag on it. And I can't stand up fully because if I do, obviously the bar is going to roll off my traps. Oh, okay. But I can almost get up there all the way. So the other night, at the same height, same weight all the way through, I went back and forth with a front squat and the tri-quad. And for in between fun, I was out there flipping a 250-pound tire about 35, 40 feet. That's what I was doing for relaxation between sets. Now, the explosion and the banging on my shoulders was incredible that night. And I'm sitting here right now. I'm a little sore, but I don't feel damaged or anything. When we're doing stuff like that, obviously it is putting a major drag on everything. But I don't use the clean grip style for my front squats. I fold my arms, so there's a lot of pressure, and I'm usually using a 2-inch Apollon axle because what I found was the axle sits better on the front of me because it seems like when my shoulder was hurting, I'd use an Olympic bar, and it was digging in where it was really bothering it, so I've stayed with that. When you're doing stuff like that, you know, mobility wise, push-ups correctly still with that, some type of whether it's kettle or club work. I even like taking a light club, say a 10-pound one, and you know, I'll do like that halo behind me with it, and yeah, you know, come across the front of me, start again. Good way to go. Obviously, I'm matching up movements a lot of people don't do together because I went like 240, 260, 290, 320, but I'm doing two squat movements within probably 8 seconds of each other. So anything that's there, like at the end, I mean, that was like a 640, 640 pound squat. I mean, it was like boom. So when you're putting that type of tension, especially through the shoulders, is there anything better you think that is good not only for the recovery, but at that moment when I'm done, I want to cool down, I want to limit as much damage and have as much recovery as possible. So a lot of the guys and girls are doing this stuff. So what would you suggest at that point?
I mean, you have to know that what you're doing or what we're doing, it's kind of it's kind of mini trauma for a shoulder as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. So I can't. Hey, dude, I can't live any other way.
No. you want to have kind of balance between the kind of aggressive shoulder training.
Yep.
What you're doing, and you can check in the box, but you have to have light training as well.
Yeah.
Of it. So you really want to focus on the quality of movement, the quality of rotation in your shoulders. So I would rather, instead of flipping a tire, I would go for a light club and do that as my recovery, recovery session in between the sets even.
Okay.
So that,
you're actually doing
something, the different movement in between the sets.
Yeah. Yep.
So the
variety of
a movement is important. Not just if you do one thing, your shoulders are gonna adjust to that, and they're gonna be good at one thing. But the shoulder is not made to do one thing.
No, not at all.
So you have to kind of working, the multidimensional as well.
Well, what I do, obviously I do shoulder movements too. I'll do, dead stop overhead. I'll do dead stop close grips that really influence the carrying of the stone. Cause the more middle you have built, it seems to really help you when you're carrying, especially when that thing's laying on your chest so hard. And then, I do anything, Viking presses, all that stuff. So I try to get everything I can. I've also been doing, I found from early 1970s Perry Rader Ironman, they had four movements that really healed the shoulders. And I went out and tried it. I've been doing it for the last few weeks. It's awesome. You take a light dumbbell.
Yeah.
All you're doing is front lateral raises, side lateral raises, standing dumbbell press. And you're doing like a hammer curl standing with a barbell.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not getting any more clicking. I'm not getting anything in it. And I will tell you this, when you said being able to squeeze your shoulder blades with no problem, for a while it used to hurt like hell to squeeze them together. And I had a hard time getting them back to do it.
Yeah.
I can do it like at will now. So – obviously that's working, but I want to get to the point, and I haven't tried it, and I might even be able to do it now. I really want to give, I'm going to go out and look at your YouTube channel. I want to get something. I really want to start testing that area with something you've got in the back, because I would like to see if I can go back to doing the cambered bar dead stop back squats with my hands on it again.
Yeah.
So I think I'm very close right now, but it's like knock on wood. I've been pretty good for a while, and it's not the fear of getting it back. It's just the idea, man, I'm starting to be able to train at a very high end again, and that's doing carries and everything. It's almost like I'm doing, I can peel off a lot of weight with those two movements. Is it really that important right now to do that, or beneficial? I haven't answered that question yet.
No. I think the balance in everything you do is important, right? So
yeah.
You're gonna go to Iceland soon, probably, and you're more than welcome to visit us and work with me a couple of days. And I think
without a doubt,
this alone will make some difference, because it's I'm kind of restricted to talking right now. But if I can show you, I mean that should.
Oh yeah.
You have to feel it on your body to actually understand, the effect it gives you, right?
Oh yeah. What, now, all right, so we've got the shoulders going and everything, and you know, I know you have all different clientele that come in and they do different things. Yeah. At that point, you've got them back where they belong. Do you just turn them loose to what they were doing before, or will you redesign a program if that's what they want to try to keep them?
What kind of coach would I be, right? I mean,
exactly.
we just have to continue with doing the holistic good work and not overloading the patterns which are already overloaded. Now you think you're actually working your – when I'm holding my mouse here and now, I mean, I'm actually working my front delt, right?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen if I go to the gym and I start bench pressing like crazy? Do you think it's going to be healthy for me?
No, not at all.
Because, you know, our back delts are in a regression and they're kind of dead as well as my glutes and hamstrings because I'm sitting, right?
Yep.
So my duty as a coach, and especially in our system, is actually give them the workout that, you know, make them better and not destroy them even more.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
So let's look at the typical male, right? Because, you know, we like to have a chest and, you know, some of them, even though quads are really not for show, they like to have big legs, okay?
Yep.
Now, we're
sitting
too much. We're sitting at the office. We're sitting in the car. We're sitting on the sofa, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to the gym, and what are you doing? I'm sitting and doing the front press with the legs and then, and then the bench press.
Yep.
Okay? So what am I going to do? I'm actually overloading the pattern even more.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just getting frustrated when I'm looking at it. That's why I just couldn't work in the gym because it's just stupid. Sorry to say that.
Well, I don't think a gym, to be honest with you, is meant to straighten anybody out unless you're doing the stuff you're doing and a lot of other people here. When you go to an assembly line gym, you're going to get assembly line results, which are pretty much going to be nothing.
Yeah. It's good to shit.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah. It's and you're getting, you know, something. They want your money. They'll know you for a week, and then after that, they don't know you anymore. You can't exist like that and make any gains or anything. You know from people coming to you that have been other places. What I find here, and this is big, and we'll touch upon this because I know you love talking about this stuff. You really get. You get a lot of self-defeat at that point. Their self-confidence, if they had any, is pretty much dead in the water. Mm. And the thing is, I'm finding more and more, which I don't mind doing to a point, but at some point you've got to learn to carry your own water, so to speak, is this.
Yeah.
They come to you in a way where they've been screwed with, or they've let them, you know, what's happened to them in the environment of a gym. Or they've been injured, or they just now got a really bad disposition about it. And I've had people here that we've succeeded with that. But on the other hand, you know something? If that's all you're doing is trying to reformulate how they are, what they think of themselves, I can't do that like I used to anymore. Because did you ever notice, I mean, look, you're at a very high-end level as a tactician with everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
When people come in, a lot of times you've got to kind of park that and come down to that level. And I don't mean it in a bad way either. But what I find a lot of times, if I'm out a night before, two nights before, I'm still kind of like on, as they would say, that runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when they come to me with things like that, it's like I've got to really bite my tongue now because I'd like to just grab them, shake them, and say, get your damn life together. We got to get rolling here. And I don't mind helping, but it's almost now you've got to be some type of social worker with a lot of people. You got to keep telling them how good they're doing and all that.
You know what? I mean, that's the main difference in what we do comparing to like a mainstream gym is, you know, it's maybe it's just provoking to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. We do care. I know every single student of mine. I know how they move. I know what they need, really.
Yep.
And I have balls enough to say it to them.
That's good.
Even though, you know, it's not exactly something which makes my my work easier, but we still do it, even if it's a hard thing to say, because we care, right? If we don't care, we just, you know, we just don't care. We let them do the shit at the classes, and they get injured, and you know, and we still have them on the list, right? So take the money, and I think it's not right to do it. I just don't feel good about it.
No, I but wouldn't.
Always
I wouldn't
to help.
Yeah, I wouldn't look it. That's the point. That's what we all do here. We offer help, solutions, and all that. But what I try to convey to everybody is too, you have to learn to pick yourself up too, because one day you might not be there, or I might not be there, and what are you going to do in a situation then? Has all the training that we have shown you and all the mental training, are you carrying that on? Are you showing other people when things get tough? Can you pull yourself up and get ready to roll again? Because you and I both know what we do, it's not easy stuff. I mean, you know how many people I've gone through here just with stone lifting? Everybody's all high as a kite when they want to come and do it. After maybe the third session, when whether you're scraped up, cut up, or you're just not lifting them real good that day, then they might show up one more time, and then you're going to start getting the excuses like, well, you know, I'm not feeling that great today and all that. I know the reaction. I know the symptom of it. And what I have found is I impart everything I can on them as far as being as positive as possible, as pursuing what you're dreaming about, of making small gains, small steps. But that's about the extent of it. I show everybody I care about what they do. I want to see everybody succeed. That's why we do the show, too. This is the big platform where we're out telling everybody you can do it. But there is going to be things along the way that are going to test every bit of your mettle, everything. And if you can't do that, you might be in the wrong thing. But you can't make a pattern of this either, because we see too many people that go from one thing to the next, it doesn't work out, or it takes too long, and they quit. See, I won't put up with that kind of stuff.
No.
That's not. I don't want to hear that kind of talk. That rhetoric is no good, because if you have other people around you hearing that, it spreads like cancer, man. It's dangerous. So go ahead.
You're right. I mean, one thing is certain. If people working with me many years, and I take it like that, because we have a pretty, you know, It's not a lot of rotation in our gym. People come in, some go, but you know, it's pretty stable. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the main thing? I mean, I'm such a nagging coach. You know, I say to you things like 1,000 times. Okay. So push your hips forward. Push your hips forward. You know.
Yep.
Tighten your glutes. Tighten your glutes. And you know what? People take it as a new lifestyle. I mean, these movements I'm so concerned about, or so clear about, that you're supposed to do this way, they're there. They don't forgetting it.
Yep.
So that's the important thing. I mean, so the movement patterns you learn at our academy, they are kind of part of your life. Okay.
Yep.
So it's not only on the classes. It's not, you know, it's when you change your tires as well. It's when you throw out the garbage.
Yeah.
So it's part of you. But you know, you have to say it 1,000 times to them.
Well, but that's a good thing too. You know that? I mean, because you're reinforcing through repetition. And you know, I talk about on the show how I had one college professor in all of my business classes. And he was the greatest guy, but at the time, you know, you don't really understand a lot of what, you know, where is he getting at this? And he used to constantly say, repetition, repetition, repetition. Now, today, I live by that word with everything I do, because you're only going to be good if you keep repeating what you're doing, as long as it's successful, obviously. And there's going to be days that aren't. But what you're doing besides repetition.
It's the same with thoughts.
Yeah.
If you're crappy at your, you know, thoughts, the way you actually thinking. So it's all the same, really. Repetition. Yeah. It's you know, neural connection, and that's what it is. But it can happen that, you know, you're having a bad day and nothing is really going your way. But when they're coming, they're ready, and that's what it's all about. Right.
Yeah, you got, when you walk in your door, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you had a bad day or you lost your damn whatever. When you walk into your gym, just like when you come here or when I get on the show, pal, I'll tell you right now, I'll make a confession to you.
Yeah.
You don't think I've had bad days before shows have come on?
We all have, mate.
And I'm saying to myself, if they only knew what was going on here 10 minutes ago before I walked on here. But here's the deal. Just like with what you do, with what I do, you and I both have an obligation. And we have to meet our obligations, because if we're leading by example, we can't let people, well, even if we do, but we can't make a habit of letting people hear us say, oh, I've had a shit day, I can't do anything today. Let me tell you something. Your belief in that person that you admired so much, that you're looking up to, is going to go away. So, you know, when you'll hear me come on, well, like, for instance, the other day, we had done so many changes to this website. My host of this show had locked me out of I couldn't get into Motivation Muscle. I couldn't do any work in WordPress. So I was basically screwed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going through everything. We can't find anything. I said, let me call the internet provider, because I swear I've either read something about this or it happened one time. Well, I called them, and I said, this is what's going on, and I need an answer right away. I've been down almost the whole day. This is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They went through. They found what happened was, from all of the work being done, they thought something was wrong, security, like somebody got in here.
Mm-hmm.
They shut my name down.
Shit.
Everything associated with me to my business was literally shut down globally. So they found that, and they were able to pull it out, and everything was restarted. And then they do a thing called whitelisting, where that won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
But I had stuff going on that day where I had to talk to people. You never knew that this place was, like, in serious trouble at that point. And that's the idea of what really a professional, a leader is to me. You have things going on, but you have an obligation to other people, and you still lead, and you don't let on that things are happening. Now, once it's all cleaned up, I told you. You know, I didn't let on to anybody till it was all set. But, you know, nothing's perfect. Things are going to happen every day, especially if you're out on the limb in business, and you've got to be able to take charge and handle it. This is why, when you see all these people out there, they'll call authorities, or they're very good at one thing or another, or speaking. What do you think they went through to get so good? And you don't think they're going through? And you don't think they're going through crap still every day, whether they're a millionaire or not? They are.
Listen, that's how you actually putting yourself against the problem, not the problem itself. I mean, how you handle the problem, it defines you, right? So I'm thinking, okay, we had ups and downs. Did I, you know, broke down and cry on the sofa? No, I'm getting my shit together and go to work and do it every day, and that's why I'm talking with you right now. Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't give up like four years ago when we had a tough period, or 2 years ago when the things weren't optimal. But, you know, it's about entrepreneurs, which kind of, you know, can handle the problems, because to be an entrepreneur, you have to fix things.
Yeah.
OK. And that's part of your job. I mean, handling the issues or problems which are coming your way.
Yep.
And I think... It makes you a good entrepreneur or the shitty one, and you know, or the shitty one, and that's what it is. How you handle it.
Well, right? I can tell by the way you talk. You have massive self confidence. It comes right through when we're on the show. You, like many people, have this high end exuberance. You can tell that you love what you do. And I know people hear that all the time, but I know the ones, I've been around enough that I can tell that, hey, look, this guy's the real deal, and he wants to do this, and he'll succeed no matter what, because you and I both know you've got to have a lot of balls to be able to but you and I know that. We got to be able to continue the way we're continuing, because if we don't, what's going to happen to you and I? Who's going to pick up the pieces when we go down the tubes? Nobody. Nobody.
Well, I hope somebody is going to pick it up after me. That's why we actually, you know, we training people to be trainers and not just being athletes. And,
exactly.
And this way of thinking, I think is going to be living, you know, over our lifetime as well, the way
yeah.
we train. So, so you know, it's just a... You know, not give up and let the seed pop up over the grounds when it's ready, and that's what it is.
It's totally. I know we're at time right now. Summarize anything you want. Give out all your information. I'll give mine. And if you'd hang on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, a couple of weeks ago, I actually opened the channel. I was actually just saving all my videos to open the channel, and the channel on YouTube is Pavel Viduto, head coach of Art of Functional Movement. So please subscribe on that one, because now I have kind of in this couple of weeks, I have 26 subscriptions. So I hope it's gonna be better soon. You have at least 8 or 9 hours videos there. So they're all sorted out and nice to watch and really, really good stuff. So get on it. Get on it, people.
Absolutely. Now, give out your website and all that, too. I want to be able to contact
and
you.
And my website is www.tengu.no. Okay? And it's going to be a new one now in September, so just stay tuned. And then the Facebook, of course, Tengu Fitness, or Pavel Viduto on Facebook. So it's just to get in touch. I link with everybody.
That's awesome. This is Motivation Muscle. This is streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com. Download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free ebook. Also, the 30-day program. That's another free ebook. The two products, Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. Same thing. Go out. Check them out. They're reasonably priced. You know, what are you waiting for? I mean, seriously. It's time to go out and do something. You know, the cooler weather's coming. There's no more excuses of it being too hot. Get out there and bust your ass. And I mean that, because you know what? You're going to live a long life, a lot longer pain-free, a lot longer where you're going to have some strength and you're going to have some mental strength, and that's real important. Also, too, motivationmuscle.com. Go out and check out our library. It's deeper than anybody's. Everybody that's on here, there's a book or more easily with all the programs. Check that out. Obviously, go out to motivationmuscle.com. All the Fiorello barbell stuff now has been melded right into there. This way there's no brand confusion, so we'll be starting the blog back up, et cetera, et cetera. Also, too, motivationmuscle.com. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. Remember this, too. We're streaming now, so we're out on Google Play Music. Tune in, Shoutcast. If you have a new car, it all has podcasting capability. We're on AHA, that's AHA, and we're on a ton of other directories, and we're growing, growing, growing. You're going to start seeing shortly the best of Motivation Muscle streaming 24/7, which is real exciting. We got brand new marketing coming up. We're just about ready to release the brand new website. Big stuff's happening here. We can't wait till next year, because there's going to be a lot of announcements, what's going on. Also, to go out to, let's see, if you like a specific show for Powell and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at nicap.r.com, and I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to offer them some inspiration, some kind words. 5 words can change your life. Also, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to go out and lift it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. You know, you're going to do anything with kettlebells. You're going to do anything with clubs. Do the very best you can. And if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as a great Hoosa Steel Crusher stone says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as I say in everything I write, and I live by these three words, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's a guest and who's been listening to Eminem from the very beginning, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. I thank you for that compliment, Russell, and we'll say that for the next 30 years. Remember this, Frank Klein, my college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. As my dad always said, be a leader, not a follower. And as John Ridge said, who was the main mentor who pushed me very hard with this business, he said many things, and he was like somebody that stood in for a father because I had lost my dad. Keep smiling. He was a chiropractor for years. We lost him 2 years ago to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door and say that. You say that to yourself enough, I swear to God, it'll change your day like bang. So keep smiling, everybody. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by and tell 100 of your friends that we're coming. And we're not knocking on your door. We're going to kick the damn thing in and be a part of our family. Pal, once again, thank you. It was an incredible show, and it was great to have you back.
Really nice to be here. Really nice to be here. Oh. Then we probably talk in next month.
Oh, yeah, we will. I've got a date here for you. As soon as we get off, I'll give it to you. Oh. And we'll kill something else, believe me. No. So, everybody, for Pal Veduto, this is Eric Fiorello. He will be on with us again in October, and we're going to discuss some more stuff. But I'll tell you right now, this is what you need to do today. Go out and just create some greatness and do something big for the world because it needs you big time right now. Thanks, everybody, and we will talk.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.